done today. I can't wait. Mary, Mom, what has this journey of Christus been like for you? Because your story is in here, and it's a dramatic story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is a very dramatic story of pain and suffering and sorrow. You know, you as a mother know that when our children are suffering, we are suffering in many ways. And when her body was cut open, my heart was cut open. And I can confess that in those early years, I really did question God. I was a believer, but I thought, why would you do this to me, God? You know, I'm on your side. I thought that this meant my life was secure, you know, that if I asked you to heal me, you would, or if I asked you to help me in financial need, you would provide. And the years went on, and I really struggled for, I would say, probably a good 13 years asking these questions. And I think, you know, sometimes I feel guilty about that, and yet I know that God took me to the depths of the miry pit. And, you know, in Psalm 40, it says that at the bottom, there was Christ and the rock. And he brought me up out, and he has given me a new song. And I praise him, and I want to tell the congregation, I want to tell all of you believers listening that Christ is all in all. And I was thinking in the wrong way, that Christ doesn't ever promise us that we'll never go through suffering. In fact, he tells us, you will see many tribulations in life, but do not be afraid, because I'm with you. And that is the thing that has carried us through these years, that God is sovereign, he is good, and he is with us. And he proved that by sending his own son to die for our sin.
Mm-hmm. Wow. The number is 877-93-FAITH. And yeah, it's hard to have dry eyes here, especially as moms, and knowing what it's like to have your child suffer. There's nothing quite like it. So I wonder, have you ever prayed or I know so many parents, including myself, have gone through this with God in their wrestling, and just said things like, you know, if not for my sake, because heaven knows life in our household would be more convenient. It would be easier. You know, we wouldn't have had to spend the money that we spend in therapies and things. We could do other things. If not for my sake, why not for his? Why not for my son's sake? And I have to be perfectly honest with you when I say I have wrestled with, doesn't he get better? You know, fine, don't do it for me. Do it for him. I want to see him happy. I want to see him free. I want to see him filled with joy. Did you wrestle with that?
Yes, I did. I spent many of those first years in the darkness that I told you about, just begging God to heal her. And in any kind of way, physically, mentally, spiritually. And I think that God does heal in ways that we don't know or understand. And I don't say that glibly. You know, a lot of people will say, well, he may not heal the body, but he heals the soul. But it is true. It is right. And I know that in Krista's life, we have persevered. We haven't just sat back praying and begging God to come. We've persevered in our faith, and it's a hard, hard walk. We have to get up every morning and preach to ourselves and remind ourselves what God's word says. And one thing that God graced us with was we purchased some CDs really right on after Krista was born that were Bible verse songs, and put those CDs on constantly, so that to this day, she still listens to them every day while she waits for the bus to come to take her to work. And there's hundreds of Bible verses that she has in her heart. And those verses aren't magic. They don't do put some kind of charm over her life, but they draw her to Christ, and they increase her faith, and they help her to see the sufficiency that he has for her in her life. And I know some of you listening may have children who can't comprehend and understand in the same way that I'm speaking of, that Krista has been able to, but God is powerful. We don't know what these children can understand, and put his word in their hearts, and know that God is working in their lives in ways that we cannot begin to comprehend.
Mm-hmm. And working through their lives.
Yes.
Truly.